Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 38 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It's really great to be back with you this week. I got to tell you, I really enjoy recording these podcasts and bringing you new content and content that challenges you and makes you think in areas and ways that maybe you've never thought of before and challenges you, each and every day to truly become a new version of yourself and really to live life more freely, to live life more fully, to be able to live life in the present and not be so caught up in the past and so caught up in all of the daily thoughts and feelings and issues and drama that can so many times consume our lives. And so I just want to say thank you for joining me each and every week. Thanks for joining me back this week. I did want to start out this week and ask you a question. If you listened before the new year and then right up to after the new year, I said, I would encourage you not to do New Year's resolutions. And the reason why is because of a day like today, because I want to ask you if you did do a New Year's resolution, how's that going? Probably not very well, if I'm guessing. And so we're going to assume that this audience and you all being the smart audience that you are, you took my advice and you didn't do New Year's resolutions, but maybe you did do what I encourage you to do, and that is you came up with an unbelievable goal. And so we'll start there. How is your unbelievable goal going? Hopefully you're taking small steps each and every day or each and every week to make progress toward that unbelievable goal. I had shared with you before, I've got a couple clients who are right in the midst of that. I had one share with me yesterday via text that he had started a new business and had his first launch of that business last night, and he was so excited about it and really just loved seeing that, because it had been a couple years for that to come to fruition and he had just kind of stalled. And so through our coaching and through just a lot of different sessions and really him starting to believe in himself, he's got this thing going. He's got his LLC set up and, he started doing marketing and advertising and he launched it last night. So congratulations to him. I know he's a faithful podcast listener. So I love to hear that. But I'm wondering too, how are you all doing? How's your unbelievable goal going? And if you've kind of fallen by the wayside, there's still time. Right? This is one of those things that it's a year-long process. So we'll check back in December and see how you finished. But you still got time to kind of get back on that horse if you've fallen off a little bit and restart. The other thing that if y'all snuck into that bonus episode that I put out, it was about your micro goal. And this has been something that's been really cool for me, because I set a micro goal to do 100 push-ups a day, and I've done 100 push-ups every day. There have been some days when I have not wanted to do 100 push-ups. There have been some days where it's come pretty easy. There have been days where I have now been able to do 50 and 50, which I probably had never been able to do in my life before. There are still some days where I do, 30 and then add from there, and I'm like, can I please get to 100? But I'm doing 100 a day. And what does that do? That's building that confidence in me. It's building that routine in me. It's telling me that I can do this small goal. And so I know that I can continue to reach and grow and move forward to larger goals. It's also making me stronger. And so whatever that micro goal is for you, and if you don't have one, I encourage you to go back and listen to that short bonus episode that I did, because that's something that can really help you get snippets of confidence each and every day. So I would encourage you to do that, but just wanted to check in on those two things. How's your unbelievable goal going, and how's your micro goal going? If you have trouble sticking to goals, if you have trouble just honoring what you've told yourself you want to do each and every day, that's why we coach, folks. So you need to get a hold of me. You need to reach out to me via my website or send me an email, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and let's get on the phone and let's get to coaching, because I can help you progress in those areas where you have struggled year after year after year. And with that in mind, today's episode, we're going to talk about motivation. How do you motivate? How do you motivate others at times? But particularly for this podcast, because we know this is all about you and it's all about me, how do you motivate yourself each and every day, right? How do you motivate yourself just in life? For some of you, you have a tough time getting out of bed in the morning. So how do you motivate yourself to get out of bed? How do you motivate yourself to start a new business? How do you motivate yourself to show up and be the best person you can be in the job that you have right now, even if you don't particularly care for that job? How do you show up each and every day and be the best spouse you can be? How do you show up each and every day and be the best father you can be, even if your kids are separate from you? You know, my kids don't live with me. They're 5 hours away. And so I have to intentionally each and every day stay motivated to be a good dad, because I can't physically see them each and every day, and unless it's through FaceTime, which I am so thankful for FaceTime. But I have to stay motivated to do that, because if not, I'm not in my kids' lives. And that's not what I want. And I know that's not what they want, even though they won't admit it right now. They don't really care, teenager and one in college. But I know, right, that I want to be in their life. So I have to stay motivated to do that. I want to motivate employees. You want to motivate employees. Maybe you've got a team that you're leading, a team that you manage, a team that you're over. And you want to know, how do I motivate this team? How do I get the best out of them each and every day? How can I make them function as a unit? How can I make them know that it's not just about them, but it's about the good for all of them, right? How do you motivate each and every day? Well, motivation in itself, right, comes down to really three different things. And you all know this. You may not have written them out, but you know motivation comes down to you either motivate by some sort of incentive, right? You motivate by some sort of fear, or you motivate through your own self-growth. Right? You motivate through your own self-growth. And you know, without me going much further, that the third one is where you get the most value out of, right? It's where you get the most bang for your buck. It's where you actually are able to intrinsically move forward because you are a self-motivated person. Now, let's talk about these three, and let's talk about how they relate in different areas. Think about, first of all, sometimes how you have to incentivize yourself to do something, right? Maybe you want to reach a weight goal. And so in order to reach that weight goal, you have to tell yourself that, you know, when I hit this mark, then I'm going to reward myself with X, Y, and Z, right? And that's fine. And probably some of you have had some success in doing that and reaching some weight goals and being able to maintain that for a while. But what typically happens when you're trying to do that is once you've reached that milestone and then you get that incentive and then you go to try to do it again, it becomes harder because you've already given yourself that reward, right? Does that make sense? And when you're trying to stay motivated through incentives, the incentive has to continue to get bigger. It has to continue to get larger. And most of the time, you need it to come more and more often in order for you to stay motivated, or it will wane, right? It will go away. And then that diet that you were on, or, you know, that weight goal that you had out there, all of a sudden you're like, well, it's okay, and you cheat a little bit. Well, it's okay, and you cheat a little bit. And then all of a sudden, the incentive that you have becomes back in part of your weekly routine. You just go on and have the piece of pie instead of it being the incentive. And so your motivation to lose weight goes away. Now, you might still in your mind go, boy, I would love to lose weight, but you'll never lose the weight because you're not motivated to do it. Your thought process has changed in a way to where you cannot get that feeling that you need to feel in order to be motivated, in order to feel, right, motivated. And we've talked a lot about on this podcast about how your thoughts create your feelings, which produce your actions. And the only way you're going to be able to really feel motivated is to have that thought process, right? And to have that thought of, this is the reason why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to get healthy. I'm doing this because I want to live a long time. I'm doing this because I want to be able to show up for my kids in 20 years and still be able to move around. That's why I want to lose the weight. That's how you self-motivate, right? Rather than incentive motivate. Huge difference. And that's just around weight. Think about it when it comes to work, right? You can give people, even when it's money, right? You can incentivize people with money, but unless there's a greater good, money will at some point not be enough. It will not be enough. Think about people who have millions and millions of dollars, and they still end up doing crazy things, right? They still end up doing stupid things, or they still end up losing their money, or they, you know, some when you get to the worst part of that, they still end up committing suicide, or they, you know, whatever. They're alcoholics because they can't get alcohol under control. Why is that? It's because you can't incentivize yourself enough to continue to stay motivated in an area that you feel like you're making a difference in this world. And so even if you have all the money in the world, right, you still need something else. There still needs to be something inside of you that says, this is why I'm here, right? This is my purpose. And so that motivation has to come out of your self-purpose and your self-worth and your progress towards something, towards some sort of goal. Because if there's not some sort of progress towards some sort of goal, you'll just wither away, right? You'll wither away. You'll find something, or your mind will try to find something to replace it. And 9 times out of 10, that something to replace it is not very good. And so when you go back to your employees, right, it's why that in an organization, culture is so important. It's why a mission statement is so important. It's why buy-in to a mission is so important. It's because it's not whatever you're manufacturing or whatever you're selling or whatever you're leading, you know. It's about what you can get out of, right, that leadership opportunity. So for a lot of big organizations, it's not necessarily about the product they're selling. It's about what they do with the proceeds that they have, right? They're making a difference in kids' lives who don't normally have a meal or don't have clean drinking water or, you know, whatever that is. And so there's a greater purpose. And so you're always wanting to look for, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, you're wanting to look for something that will motivate you or the other person aside from you in a way that is intrinsically good, right? That comes from the inside, that's from the inside out in terms of motivation. Think about the second way, fear. Many times, I'm sure, listeners out there, you've tried to be motivated by fear. If you've had a coach that's been one of those yellers and screamers, you know, you're growing up playing sports and they try to motivate you by fear, you know, how do you typically play when you've got a yeller and a screamer at you trying to motivate you by fear? You play tight. You don't play very well, you know, and you certainly don't have the ability to be free and have, you know, as they say now, freedom of movement and be an athlete when you're playing really tight. Well, that's the same thing when you're trying to lead your kids. You know, if you try to lead your kids out of fear and you try to motivate your kids out of fear, your kids at some point are going to grow up and be out of the house, and they're not going to be scared of you anymore. And they're not going to be scared of that thing hanging over them. And so a lot of times they're going to go crazy because it's all been about leading with the fist, right? And leading with the vocal, leading with the yelling, leading with the you do this or else. But they're not motivated because they think they are worthy as a human, and because they want to do right, because they think that's the way to live in the world, and the way to make a difference in the world, and the way to be the best, right? The way to be the best version of themselves, even as a 12, 13, 14, 15 year old. All they're doing is falling in line because of fear. It would be very difficult for that child to grow up and have and live in a world where he or she feels free, where they feel like they can just go and make a decision based on what they think is right or wrong, because they'll always have this piece in the back of their mind of being scared of making the wrong decision. And, you know, that's really interesting when you think about how you want to bring your kids up. And we've talked about some of this with confidence. We've talked about some of this with how to be a great dad. Think about how you want your kids to react and act out in the world. You want them to be able to make mistakes and just own their mistakes, right? You don't want them to live in a world where they're always looking over their shoulder saying, oh no, what's that phone call from my boss going to be about, right? Oh no, what did I do wrong? Oh no, what happens if, right? And some of you know that and can relate way too well to that, because that's the world you live in. You've been motivated by fear your entire life. And so you're a rule follower, right? You're a people pleaser. And so when you go to work, you only do it a certain way, and you're looking over your shoulder. And when that boss calls, you're like, oh no, what's wrong, right? And the phone call could be, hey, you've done a great job today. Hey, I really appreciate your work. Hey, thanks for being here on time today. Hey, thanks for going above and beyond. And then you're like, oh, thank goodness. Because you're fearful and your motivation has come from fear. Now, what works the best? When you think about getting up in the morning, and when you think about, you know, your ultimate prize at what you would like to do in life, or even if you think about the job that you're going to, how are you best motivated to show up in a way that you live in the best integrity you can for yourself, that you show up and you become the best employee you can be, that you show up and you have the best attitude that you can, that you show up and you're able to, even if it's a job that you don't love, you're able to go there and you're able to get something out of the day and you're able to add value to that institution. You're able to add value to that company, even though you don't love being there. How do you do that? You do that by becoming self-motivated. And for some of you, you just need to tweak a little bit how you think about and how you approach your day. I was working with a guy the other day, and he's in between jobs right now. So he's not loving what he's doing. He's having to work in a restaurant. And part of what he's having to do in a restaurant is he's having to bust some tables, you know. And this is a guy that's in his late 20s. And so it's not exactly where he wants to be. Now he's got some goals and you know, we're setting some new goals, and he's learning how to live a more empowered life. He's always kind of been beaten down and just not had a lot of confidence. So we're working through a lot of that stuff. But one of the things he's having to do is he's having to bust tables. And he had a week or a day a couple weeks ago where he was just miserable. He was having to work two different shifts, back-to-back shifts, and it was extremely busy, extremely busy, extremely busy. And so as we're coaching, one of the things that he just kept harping on, he's like, oh, it's just so miserable. It's just so, you know, so much work. And, you know, my boss is just on me and so on and so forth. And I asked the question, I said, so, you know, when you're there and when you're having to work in this environment, and when you start having those thoughts that say, you know, woe is me, I can't believe I'm having to do this, How do you feel? He goes, I feel miserable. I just feel terrible. Okay. I could just get more tired and so on and so forth. And I said, okay, so what if we reframe that a little bit? And what if we think about, okay, what are some other things that you're bringing to the table? What are some other things that you're getting out of this job experience? What are some things that you're able to bring to the workplace that can help someone else be a better person or have a better day? What are some of those things? Well, we start listening, right? He goes, oh, well, I could just really have a better attitude. I could smile. I could speak to people. I know that I'm making great tips that night. So, you know, I can be more inspired because I know that I'm going to have a better paycheck. A little bit of incentive, right? Incentive's not all bad. However, you got to have something else with it. So what else can go with that? I know that this is only for a short time. Right? I know this is temporary. I know that this is a bridge to get me where I want to be. I know that this job, I am so thankful for this job. I've got people that I know that don't have a job. I'm thankful for this job in this moment right now because I know it's going to help launch me into the entrepreneur that I want to be and that I want to become. And it's going to help me create my own business. What a difference in terms of motivation, right? What a difference in terms of when you get up in the morning and you go to work, it's not, oh, I've got to go to this mundane, terrible job. It's, man, I've got a job, and I've got a job that I can go to, and I can make a difference in somebody's life there today. You know how I can do that? I can say hi to someone. I can smile at someone. I can help train someone else, which is something he did last week. And I know that I'm helping myself as well because it's helping me become the next best version of myself. And I'm growing right in front of myself to become my future self in my new job, in my new occupation. That, my friends, is how you get motivated. That's how you motivate yourself. And so for some of you right now, some of you are going to have to go to a job tomorrow that you are already dreading. Some of you have a boss that you don't like. Some of you have a situation that you're in where you're fed up with your kids. I want you to take some time this week. Take some time maybe tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast and ask yourself, all right, what can I do personally, right? Because we can't control the humans. You can't control anybody else. What can I do personally to help myself become internally motivated, internally motivated to be the best father I can be, to be the best husband I can be, to be the best employee I can be, to be the best busboy I can be, to be the best executive I can be, to be the best shift leader I can be, to be the best possible person that I can be as I lead myself each and every day. When you have something internally that sparks and gets you up in the morning, that's when you know you're becoming self-motivated. Because it's not about anything external. It's all about what's going on internal. And then you take that and you become a light to the world. So that's what I want you to do this week. Go become self-motivated. Look around you. Figure out the areas that you're struggling in, reframe them, think differently, and go be a light to the world. Reach out to me this week, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Go to my website, www.drdarrenwilson.com. Let's get together. Let's coach. Let's move forward. And let's help you become the best version of yourself that you've ever thought you could be. Take care, everyone. We'll see you back here next week. Who is your life coach? If you don't have a life coach that you're working with each week, that's challenging you, that's pushing you to be the best version of yourself, I would be honored to become your life coach. Reach out to me for a simple and easy consult at www.drdarrenwilson.com. Reach out this week. Let's connect and let's grow together.